All right, let me share with you the verse that says, mighty to save. Isaiah 63:1. First of all comes the question, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? Bozrah, one of the capital cities there of Edom. This that is glorious or decked in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. So this is a pretty impressive picture here. The answer, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. And this is our Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the old commentators I was reading were confused because clearly the reference here is to Jehovah God. What they were missing is that God in the Old Testament delights to call his son Jehovah and his spirit Jehovah and himself Jehovah. So there is no problem here. In this context then, Isaiah 63:1, we find this verse in the section of Isaiah 62:1 through 63:6. This describes with the salvation of Zion and the judgment of the opposing nations. 62:1 to 63:6 is the fourth prophecy in this section, and looks like I put that wrong. Anyway, it continues the theme of Zion's future restoration. Now, the focus in this prophecy is on Zion's renewed status as the people of God, and on God's judging the other nations. So the prophecy consists of three sections. The third section is 63:1-6, in which our verse is found. It develops the theme of the Messiah's coming to Jerusalem. Now here, he comes to fight against the nations who war against Jerusalem. So we see the Lord as a divine warrior, impressive, coming from the battlefields in Edom, covered with the blood of his opponents. While it says died, we find later that he's in gory red, dipped in blood. Edom was a traditional enemy of Judah, and probably here represents all of the nations at war with Jerusalem, therefore at war with God. Finding no one else to intervene and to rescue Jerusalem, and Jesus, God says here that he looked for a man, but he found none. The Lord came and trampled the nations as one tramples grapes in a wine press. He caused them to drink of the cup of the Lord's anger. We were talking about that Sunday morning. And he sheds their own blood as justice. Now, the context and imagery argue for the future, the day of Jehovah, and, in fact, the Battle of Armageddon. Armageddon is the Valley of Megiddo. Megiddo is mountain, Megiddo. And this is the head of that valley. So you go from Edom on up to Megiddo. Now, by the words to save, he means so much. We understand first that is actually speaking right here of his power to save Jerusalem from its attack by Antichrist and all of the nations that he had gathered to eliminate Israel. And he does defeat them. However, symbolically, that defeat, that salvation in a physical sense, as well as a spiritual sense, we see all of his great work of salvation. So here is all mercy in one word. The old Latin was multum in parvum, means a greatness compressed down into a small amount. Christ is not only mighty to save those who repent, but he calls and beckons men to repent. We remember perhaps in John 1:9, the Apostle John, speaking of John the Baptist, who said, I am not that light. But John the Apostle, then speaking of Christ, says, that was the true light, which does what? Lighteth every man that cometh into the world. This is him drawing us to the Father. So he changes men who believe and bestows new hearts in them. That's what the new covenant said in Jeremiah 31, starting at verse 31. He is mighty to change the man who hates holiness. It changes him into one who loves it. He is mighty to change the life of a believer into the image of Jesus himself. Now, believer, here is encouragement. Are you praying for some beloved one to receive salvation? And many of us are, as we have it listed. So do not give up your prayers, for Christ is mighty to save. He can do it. You are powerless to reclaim the rebel, but your Lord is almighty. Nothing he cannot do.